everyone. This is Keisha, your vibrational healing coach. I received a surprise call recently from one of my past clients, and this is actually what's attached, what's following next. And it really showed me how much of an impact that my work is doing. She's one of several people that have reached out to me recently explaining how they've changed, how things are transitioning, and how they're stepping into their gifts, getting into an alignment, and things are really transforming into their life. I apologize for not creating as much as I have been before, but I will make a proactive approach to do that, sending messages as things are shifting, so that way you can also be in tune with the energy shifts, the alignment, and also continue doing the meditations. Okay. I hope this finds you well, and please stay tuned as you hear the voice of one of my clients expressing the awe, which kind of scared me at first because in the beginning I felt, oh my God, is something wrong? But to hear the awe and the overwhelmness of being able to connect in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful space.
Oh, Keisha, hi. I'm glad you answered.
Oh, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Oh my God, Keisha.
What happened?
Oh my God. I can't even explain to you my experience last night. I was
You have me on the edge of my seat.
I because all the hairs on my body right now standing up because so I was meditating last night. And oh my God,
What happened?
Keisha, girl, my third eye with my Kundalini completely opened. When I tell you, but let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. My neck. Like I was sitting in the yoga position and my neck was moving like the snake. Keisha. Keisha. I
Yeah.
mean, I know what, do I sound stupid?
No, I've been there. Did
Keisha? Oh, huh?
you lift? Oh, no, just tell me everything that happened.
Okay, so it's like I was flying in space. Oh my God, I sound crazy. I sound crazy.
No, you sound.
I mean, I know I sound crazy. I'm not crazy. Okay, I know I'm not crazy.
Me.
Keisha, all I know is my, and then after, and then when I was done though, my third eye area was like a crazy, would I say it hurt? A throbbing,
It's pulsing, maybe.
pulsing sensation. I wouldn't necessarily say hurt, but a little uncomfortable, sort of. So I just, oh my God, it was amazing. Keisha, like let me tell you, ancient things came, was coming like he was downloading. Keisha! Oh my, listen. Oh my God, oh my God. So it's like I was in, it was like blue, like a dark blue. Maybe light blue. God, some blue. And it was like stars and it was bright. And it was just, and stuff was just coming at me, coming like statues and life experiences. And it just kept coming. But it was coming and it was like coming into me, coming into me. And it kept coming.
Holy nuts.
I can't, but I can't,
Good.
I can't believe it. I just,
No, believe it, believe it. Well, I'm in the same boat. I worked on several people this week, and it was like almost automatic. As I was working with them, I was
Oh my
opening
God.
them up like immediately.
Oh my God.
Like their gifts were
Sometimes
like boom, 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 boom. It was just like coming out. I was like, holy shit.
was
Like,
amazing,
I'm beyond like
Keisha.
identifying people's gifts now. I'm like unlocking them just by like touching them.
Can I tell you, I will never, ever be the same.
No, you won't. You won't. Like you're untapping into your true, untethered.
What scared me
Yeah.
was the fact that my body, like my spine, was literally moving like the snake. But guess what? I felt every move. I felt every move, and I heard every bone like crack. Like you know how you remember those ropes back in the day we used to play with, and you can like, and you can hear the rope like clinging against each other. That's what my body, like I heard every movement. I felt every movement. And it's like the snake was moving. You know, the snake moves side to side, and
Yeah.
it's kind of like a curiosity type of look. That's what I was envisioning. It was crazy. Keisha, oh my God. Oh my God.
Holy nuts.
When I tell you something, honey, I'm just not the same person. I don't know what am I going to do with this thing because this is something.
No, you're not the same
But
person.
I'm going to tell you something though. It seemed like I was in preparation for it. But just so you know, like last night was the first time ever experiencing that. Ever. I put Aiden to bed, and I said, you know what? I'm going to meditate. And I just sat there and I had the Pandora playing this meditation music. And I would say I was probably on the floor for probably about a good hour. But maybe, because I didn't look at the time. It just seemed like an hour to me. Maybe it wasn't. But girl, let me tell you something. And I kept getting out of it and having to wanting to go back in. And I went back in. That was crazy.
How did
It's
it
like I
feel
was
when you were
craving
over
it.
there?
Girl, can I tell you something? The most love, the most amazing love. Oh my God. I feel like I want to cry. Oh my God, the tears coming to my eyes.
I can feel it. Oh my God, I have chills all over me. I have bumps all
Keisha.
over my body now.
I'm tearing up because it was amazing.
Oh, I feel it. That's so beautiful. Oh.
And I kept loving myself and loving myself and like, oh my God. And I think I kept saying, God, I love you. I love you, God. And I love myself and I love, oh my God. Wow.
That's so
Keisha.
beautiful. I know it like probably felt like all engulfed in, out, around through your body.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Oh,
Oh my God.
that was so beautiful. I know what you experienced. That it's almost like you don't want to come back down. You
Yes.
don't want to leave it.
I kept going out like it kind of I don't know like I'm interpreting it like I got nervous and I came back and then I was like no I gotta get back I gotta get back and I went back like I probably did it like I would say 3 times and then it got really Well, actually, on the third time when I came back down, I felt okay. The vibration felt like it was okay to come back.
Okay. Yeah, when you feel lethargic, heavy, and you're opening your eyes and you're aware of your conscious body, it's usually a sign that you're not ready to come back, or maybe you haven't pulled yourself back into your body. So my recommendation, if you ever feel like, say you fall, 'cause what's going to happen from here on out, you'll have these random things with or without meditation. So there's times you will go to bed and you will have these experiences, you know? And when you have these experiences, it may be, say you normally wake up at 7 o'clock to take Aiden to school, take your son to school. What will happen is you'll wake up, but then you'll feel like, oh my God, like you'll feel like you've been beat over the head and you're trying
Oh
to
no.
wake up.
I was feeling that last week though.
So what that is when you're waking your body, it's like your spirit hasn't gotten back into your body. Like
Oh my God.
you have to take time and almost like count yourself back in, so that way you can be feeling whole again. You know what I
Oh
mean?
my God. Yes, I understand that. I get it.
So like what you need to do is like lay down for a couple seconds and like, okay, let me count myself. So like you have to like do a visualization where you're walking yourself back to you. And then you're counting
Wow.
yourself to like wake up. So like you like say yourself you see your like you close your eyes and you see yourself somewhere else once again. You have to kind of tell yourself, okay, it's time to come back. And then like visualize yourself like walking back to you, whether it's like a tunnel, you're flying, you're taking a magical rug, whatever visualization, you're doing this thing where you're floating back to yourself. And then you're gonna have to say, okay, we're soon gonna need you to come back here, come back to. And then do like a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So that way by the time you get to one, and you don't have to do it that fast, but you do it at a pace
That
where
makes sense.
you allow yourself to come back in.
That makes sense,
Because these experiences are real.
Oh my
And
God.
because they're real, you have to accept that. And believing and strengthening means accepting what is. You know, I mean, what you're going through on the other side, you know? And then
Oh
coming
my
back
gosh.
to over here, you might think, oh, that was just a dream, but now I'm so tired I didn't get any sleep. And that's not what's, you know, you're just not back in, you know? So you have to like take some time to count yourself back in, and you'll be able to function over here again.
I mean, honestly, like now, like this morning, I felt light.
Oh, good.
I felt light.
When you come back in the right way, you'll feel light.
Oh my God.
And you might want
It
to
was
lock into that feeling, like.
like I'm very sensitive to everything around me. Everything. Oh my God.
That is so beautiful.
Oh my God. Everybody should experience this because this is funny. Lord Jesus.
Girly,
Oh my God.
girly, oh my
And I've
gosh.
been eating different. I've been eating differently, right? And I think this is all part of the preparation. I've been preparing for this. And I know in my spirit, I know that there's more to come. Like, I know definitively, like, I know that this is only the beginning. But I can't, like, oh my Oh my God. That is us. And I know, 'cause you can't talk to certain people. I know. Wow. And I'm thinking, are people experiencing this and not telling me? Like, what the heck? Like, what?
Now you
People
have
are experiencing this and not telling me.
Keisha.
You have not mentioned this thing.
This is something is all right, so this is what's been happening to me. This is what's been happening to me. I would love to be able to use something like this to share with people, so they know what you know,
To
what's
know
to
something, This is amazing.
Yeah.
Honey, when people, listen, when people doubt you, honey, please, I'm going to be right there to say, hold on. Ha ha. Listen. Because you know what, though? But you know what? Let me tell you, let me explain something to you, what I've come to realize. I've come to realize that you can't force people, Keisha.
No,
Don't do it.
that's what I tell folks.
Don't try. Don't even try. Because let me tell you something. Once you experience it, it's a wrap. It's over. It's a done deal. Like, you know, I used to question everything. Oh my God, like, okay, is this real? What is this? There's no need for me to question this thing. No need. None, because I experienced it. Oh my God.
Yeah, when
And
you experience.
I can't wait till later to do it again. I can't do it again. But see, one of the things, and I'm gonna run this by you. I kind of wanna get my dad, but I don't know if I should do that because maybe he's not ready, and maybe he's gonna think I'm crazy. Or should I? Or because of his vibration being different than mine, I don't know if I wanna do that. Maybe I need to get stronger first.
What, like have him experience it
Have
before?
him, yeah.
Like have him
I
have a
want to.
session?
Yeah, but I'm nervous. I
Okay.
don't know.
All right, can I ask you something?
Sure.
All right, before we say anything like personal,
Yeah.
all right, my phone automatic. I have a business coach that I'm working with,
Yeah.
so he records, like he wants me to record my sales call so that way he can like listen to it and tell me where I did wrong. So some of
Sure.
this got recorded. All right,
Sure, that's okay.
can I
I'm
use
okay
it?
with it.
Okay, all right, because I didn't
Absolutely.
like use your
No,
name or
listen.
anything.
Can
All
I
right.
tell you? Can I tell you it was authentic and I'm not I'm okay with it because oh my God, I'm
Well,
okay
so
with
where
it.
people can actually understand, and then you're not the only one. Like I've had a couple past clients coming back to me, like Keisha, this is what's happening. Like it's like been permanent, you know. And then the ones I worked on last week, I opened up their eyes. They were able to do things that they never thought they can do, like put out a flame. It's crazy, like what they're like. There's things that they're able to do, like
Keisha,
immediately.
let me tell you what happened to me the other night. The other night, I have a light in my backyard, and I was staring at the light, and the light kept blinking. It was amazing. And then when I walked away from it, it went back like bright.
You were doing it. Yeah. So here, I want you to practice something like this.
Oh,
All right,
Jesus.
hold on a second. I'm gonna tell you what I want you to practice. Hold on.
I know I sound crazy on that recording, though. My God, I know that's
Yeah.
gonna be crazy.
I'm gonna stop the recording now, but hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see if I can stop.